Chapter 5. 9/11 Terrorism Paranoia and a Pharmaceutical Company's Dream Come True. The world is certainly a different place after 9/11, and the truth seeker needs to know it is due to the carefully orchestrated, stealthily planned events which happened on that terrible day. 9/11 was the beginning of the end game for complete global control, which will eventually leave the Illuminati as emperors if the people do not wake up soon and take a firm stand against the loss of liberty and the rise of tyranny from those who would protect us. I have researched the events of 9/11 extensively since that day, and where this text is not designed for such a discussion, I wholeheartedly encourage the reader to discover the facts using the following references.
9/11, The Great Illusion, George Humphrey. Alice in Wonderland and the World Trade Center Disaster, David Icke. 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, Alex Jones. Loose Change DVD Series, Dylan Avery.
As well, I will use this noun Illuminati frequently throughout the text. Who are the people within this organized crime tribe? The Illuminati are a well-organized, highly influential, and extremely wealthy, and thus powerful, group of essentially 1,000 or so people, consisting of several interbreeding bloodline families. These families have been behind the scenes controlling politics, war, and economies for hundreds of years. Their primary agenda is to control the lives of every human being on the planet in as many ways as you can imagine, with themselves as the undisclosed world dictators. They are very, very close to accomplishing this task. A complete understanding of the Illuminati requires a bit of research, so much more than can be offered in this text. For the most complete and up-to-date information on them, read David Icke's magnificent book, The Biggest Secret, available online at most bookstores for around $25. Quote, "At what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it ever reaches us, it must bring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher." Unquote. President Abraham Lincoln, 1860. The orchestrations of 9/11-01 were vitally necessary for the power elite's agenda of progressive world domination. Those Warren Commission-esque baby stories fed to the American people since 9/11 are a typical form of the manipulative propaganda portrayed throughout history by warmongers, i.e., those who make money and gain power from the activities of war, no matter the final outcome. It was physically impossible by the laws of nature for those buildings to come down as fast as they did through the pancake method explained. The heat produced from the engine fuel explosion could not possibly have created the infernal environment to melt the steel frames, which would require a minimum of 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit. Jet fuel from airlines burn no higher than 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit in the best of conditions. Considering that much of the heat escaped outside the building, this event alone could not bring the buildings down. The planes crashing into the buildings were the magician's diversion. Several days after 9/11, aerial photographs and heat readings were taken by NASA. 5 days after the event, some areas at ground zero were measuring greater than 1,300 degrees Fahrenheit. They want you to believe that two kamikaze airliners created all this heat, 5 days after the fact? Sure, and next year the Easter Bunny will go door-to-door delivering American flags on the 4th of July. Why not? Rah, 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 go America, what a marvelous country! Neither tons of jet fuel nor a compression demolition have the potential to create this type of heat, much less maintaining it for 5 days. Without any proof whatsoever of who really done it, convenient judgments were formed, culprits were condemned, and a military takeover of a portion of the world much sought after for its wealth in commerce began. Many people were killed from the initial phases of this takeover than in the 9/11 disaster, most of them old men, women, and children. European and Indian press reported a range of 5,500 to 25,000 casualties. We have all been duped into believing once again that the evil bad guys need to be rounded up and eliminated to ensure freedom and world peace, or as they say, a new world order. The trick that has been played on society so successfully throughout history by the power elite is to create a massive cultural subconscious of primal fear. Fear takes us out of our space of reason and compassion and destroys our intellectual process, rendering us preoccupied with survival mode. Those who do not use their God-given power of objective intellectual reasoning are controlled by the vagrancies of an undisciplined mind and are at the whim of whatever propaganda is convenient to be pushed on them. An interesting fact to always remember is this. In the week just before 9/11, there was an increase of 1,200% in trading activity of orders going short on the stocks of American and United Airlines. This was reported by the Chicago Securities Exchange. As many of you know, when an investor goes short, he expects the stock to decrease in value and thus makes lots of money on the company's demise. The highest percentage of this activity, reported by the New York Times and Wall Street Journal, came from Deutsche Bank, A.B. Brown. To date, there has been no investigation into how this company had foreknowledge of these 9/11 associated airlines. I suppose Martha Stewart is far more dangerous to society than this wealthy group of robber barons with foreknowledge of the worst terrorist attack in human history. The bulk of society is easily duped in this way, easily moved by the self-destructive energies of hate, revenge, anger, confusion, and fear. The Illuminati know this aspect of human psychology very well, and have been using it as a measure of control, passed down by teaching their generations of club members throughout the centuries. Just how does this all fit into the main topic of this book, i.e. germs and medical frauds? The connection to consider is the one the state will enforce on you and your children to be medicated for the good of society or indefinitely quarantined. Plans for this are in the works. So then, how did all this madness, centered around a global paranoia of these ghosts called germs, begin? Where are the deeper connections to 9/11? Like all other modes of oppression we so prevalently experience on our planet today, the groundwork was laid stealthily, cautiously, and with precision over the past two centuries. The master plan of the Illuminati, those who I call Club Conspiracy, that 1.5% of the planet's population who control the flow of banking currency and most of the world's corporations and industry, have sought to control all life on Earth for a very long time. It's not enough that they control, either directly or indirectly, the flow of money and property in all countries, severely polarizing the planet into a classic Marxist dream of privileged and proletariat. In order to accomplish their endgame, 9/11 was skillfully engineered with all the mysterious holes of a dead Kennedy conspiracy, Jack, Bobby, and John Jr. Their ultimate master plan for a totalitarian rule requires full control of your biological property as well, i.e., your body and the bodies of all your children. They are accomplishing this by one of three venues. 1. Concealing the truth about the mastery of your magnificent human organism, with germ theory ghost stories, making you psychologically dependent. This is accomplished primarily through the control of medical and healing arts educational curriculum and practice, and of course, the media. 2. Encouraging a lifestyle of poor health choices and bad habits. This leads down a road to inevitable sickness and dis-ease of the body. The final bad choice in this scenario is depending on the pharmaceutical and medical professions to get well. 3. Adherence to their germ theory religion and the total acceptance of all their toxic products to the call of mandatory exclusion of all other natural remedies for the good of the state by enforcement through the corrupt United States judicial system. To the Illuminati who own and run the medical and pharmaceutical cartels, you are nothing but a piece of biological property needing to be controlled. They are presently after your body and the bodies of your children. Are you going to hand them over willingly? Are you going to volunteer? You need to speak up now while you still have a choice. Since 9/11, the pharmaceutical and medical cartels are actively and fervently pushing with an unyielding passion to become the next branch of government. They want to enforce treatment of anyone they wish, and for whatever reason at their whim, especially your children. Buck the system too much and happen to get arrested for disorderly conduct? They want the legal rights to treat you with drugs and other therapies while incarcerated to become a better citizen. What? You don't want to get vaccinated? You refuse to have your children vaccinated? We really encourage you to volunteer to get your shots. Don't be foolish. There is danger in the form of noxious germs all around you. What kind of parent are you? The next thing you know, as a result of this monologue, the medical cartel will have the power to take your children out of your home and forcefully vaccinate them. If you do not volunteer, you will spend an indefinite period of time in a state quarantine facility run by the local health department and the DCF. They will have complete power to keep you there until you comply like a good pet and get your shots. Does your child disrupt the class and show that he may need to learn in a different way than is pushed upon most kids in our average sheeple public school mentality? They want the legal right to take your child from your home and treat him in a specialized institution with drugs and other therapies until he shows more compliance. Or perhaps your child has developed cancer from the toxic chemicals her weakened body has been trying to fight as a result of receiving 74 medical vaccines before the age of 6. You want to say, that's enough, but you can't. They want, and in some cases feel they already have, the legal right to force chemotherapy, radiation, and other toxic treatments on your child against your will. Since 1980, there have been several cases where the judicial system has ordered toxic medical treatments for children, totally overriding the will of the parents. In a few of these cases, the parents left the state, were eventually abducted by law enforcement officials, and arrested for kidnapping. Be sure to see our remedies section for the forms and filings on re-owning yourself and your children through UCC-1 filings and common law copyrights. When viewed objectively from a historical perspective, one can see that the events of 9/11 were the classic setup using the Hegelian principle. Georg Wilhelm Hegel, 1770 to 1831, was a German philosopher who is today considered one of the most influential thinkers of modern times. Hegel's articulation and teaching concerning successive phases in the consciousness and awareness of man is still part of the bedrock of philosophical teaching. He is known for the theorem, thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. A simplified English translation is problem, reaction, and solution. For hundreds of years, the Illuminati have used the Hegelian process to further their cause. They secretly create a problem, the general population reacts with fear, and the solution is to transfer power to those who originally created the problem. The method is tried and true, however effective and diabolical. Here are some historical events where the Hegelian process was used as explained besides, of course, 9/11. 1. Bombing plans for Pearl Harbor were known months in advance by Roosevelt's agents. Information was never given to the naval base commander because he wanted a reason to enter World War II, since at the time Americans were overwhelmingly opposed to getting involved in either the European or Asian conflicts. 2. Hitler burned down the Reichstag building, German capital, and blamed it on his opponents. Within days, he arrested and executed many of his political adversaries. 3. After the Alfred P. Murrah building was bombed in Oklahoma, Clinton and his gang pushed the anti-terrorist legislation through Congress within days. This legislation, especially in conjunction with Patriot Acts 1 and 2, tears the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights to shreds. As is the present case with 9/11, the ridiculously misnamed Patriot Acts 1 and 2 are only the beginning. Now the federal government has the ability to arrest anyone they want at any time on a subjective suspicion of terrorism and incarcerate them without a trial indefinitely. Now the medical cartel wants their piece of the pie, i.e., your body. They want the rights to do whatever they want to do with it for the good of public health and the prevention of terrorism. If we the people are not vigilant in our quest for freedom, they will gain the authority to inject us and our children with medical chemicals on a regular basis without us being able to do anything about it. The orchestrations for such plans are already drawn up by Center for Disease Control officials, just waiting for the right climate to pounce upon the American people. It is a well-known fact that the policymakers of the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, have intimate ties to pharmaceutical companies and lawmakers. Many decision-makers at the CDC hold shares in the pharmaceutical companies, which makes the vaccines they push on lawmakers. Since the panic, which has been created by 9/11, the CDC now realizes they have a stronger hold on such lawmakers, and thus your life. In effect, being that there is a declared time of crisis in our country, the CDC has the power to forcefully medicate you with the very vaccines they profit from. The vaccines that have been proven to kill and maim thousands of GIs and children every year. What a marvelous marketing tool! Can you imagine how wealthy you would become if the government forced everyone, at gunpoint, to use a product you have invented? You would be rich beyond your wildest dreams, and that is exactly what the corrupt CDC aims to do by their now relentless pressuring of state and federal lawmakers to pass public health emergency statutes, laws, that would require everyone to be vaccinated at the push of a button. Think this is all too far-fetched? Well, then consider this headline from USA Today. Quote, "Smallpox fear grips nation. CDC orders 100 million dose vaccine stockpile. Untested vaccine will be mandatory during public health emergencies. State militia may be policies." Unquote. What a bizarre headline. Isn't it curious in this time of post-9/11 paranoia we are experiencing that state militias have nothing better to do than be available to mobilize people into lines like cattle to receive shots? Let me get straight to the point here without mincing words to keep you comfortable. The pharmaceutical companies, CDC, and lawmakers which support them could give a rat's ass if you die from smallpox. To them, you are an expendable resource, a thing to be used to gain more power through more cash. Believe me, you will soon realize that they will take full advantage of this time of crisis and pull every string they have now to bring these forced vaccination laws into effect. Here's something I'll bet you did not know. In the late 70s, when the peanut farmer we had for president sold out to the tune of big government, he signed into effect FEMA, which stands for the Federal Emergency Management Act. You saw these guys walking around all the Trade Center ruins with FEMA jackets. All the president needs to do is to declare a national emergency, and then FEMA becomes your god. It's as simple as that. What's wrong with that? Well, you can kiss the law of the land goodbye. The Constitution of these United States and the Bill of Rights, they will be gone as long as the president declares there is a national emergency. The Constitution is officially suspended indefinitely until further notice. Each state has its own version of FEMA, all of which include the following laws which take effect immediately upon the declaration of an emergency. The CDC declares the emergency whenever they want to, and the president enacts FEMA. The bottom line will become, when federal and state public health officials convince your governor to declare a public health emergency, they will have the authority to use the state militia to take control of all roads leading into and out of your cities and state, seize your house, car, telephones, computers, food, fuel, clothing, firearms, and alcoholic beverages for their own use and not be held liable if these actions result in the destruction of your personal property, arrest and imprison you or any member of your family, including your children, for any reason they see fit, and forcibly examine, vaccinate, and medicate you and your children without your consent, and not be held liable if these actions result in your death or your child's death or injury as a result of such actions. My good friends, please hear me fully. These FEMA regulations have been around for over 40 years, just waiting for an emergency. And now the CDC is pushing hard daily to get smallpox vaccination laws, as well as many others into effect, administered by FEMA, All they need to do after that is declare an emergency, and we all know how easy it will be for the CDC to declare an emergency whenever they desire. A few plants of smallpox here or there is all it will take. Then, boom. Welcome to America, with a K. The fascist nation. There will be no rhyme or reason. No questions to be asked. You will be monitored, like a pet dog with a computerized vaccination card. Perhaps even a mandatory subcutaneous chip implant. Just like your dog or cat, if you haven't had all your shots, you will be denied travel, hotel stays, and most assuredly imprisoned until you comply. Forget the mile-high piles of research that prove vaccines are dangerous. Forget any scientific studies about the effectiveness of a smallpox vaccine, or for that matter, any vaccine. Medical historians have shown that the smallpox epidemic of the early 20th century was a sham. Statistics were altered, and misdiagnosis ran rampant, all to show a favorable result for smallpox vaccines. People were dying from the ill effects of many unsanitary conditions of that time, and it was all called smallpox. History shows that the smallpox vaccine campaigns of the early 20th century were met with very poor compliance. The chance of dying from smallpox was far greater if you received the vaccine than if you did nothing at all. What has been suppressed by the pharmaceutical cartel is that smallpox was nearly eradicated by the time the vaccine was pushed on the public. Doesn't common sense tell us that if vaccines really do work, then those who choose to receive vaccines will not be at any risk from those who choose not to be vaccinated? Why does the CDC need to install a state militia governed by a totalitarian FEMA to force people to be vaccinated? Especially when you consider that most people don't believe what I am saying here, think I am totally nuts, and will fight to be one of the first in line to receive their vaccine. The answer is simple. Because the CDC is well aware that their vaccines are total shams and toxic. Blunders that actually create more disease and suffering than they prevent. Here is the God's honest, solid point of the entire matter. You simply can't have a lot of totally healthy, unvaccinated people walking around, telling others they never received their shots, when many people who have received the vaccines get sick and die. This is very bad for business. By forcing everyone to be vaccinated, they can assuredly place credit to their vaccine for everyone who survives and say, too bad for all those who die. That dreaded disease got 'em, despite all our best minds and efforts. Let us pray. Believe me, folks, they fully realize unvaccinated people will be far healthier than anyone who receives the vaccine, and they will never study this fact. To have healthy unvaccinated people walking and talking about is a solid statement of conviction to their fraud. They need to vaccinate everyone for one purpose only, to destroy the evidence that vaccines are killing and maiming people. Of course, pharmaceutical companies do not want to study unvaccinated populations. To do this would open them up to tremendous scrutiny and liability. Can you just imagine what this would do to them? They would cease to exist if everyone knew the truth, and that is precisely why they are expending a ton of energy right now to get these laws passed in every state. God rest the souls of 9/11. The media and government spin the tragedy to the American public as something totally different from what it really is, from what it always has been, and the real reason it all happened in the first place. A megatool for the Illuminati elite to cash in. A grand opportunity to crush all competition in commerce, especially in the Middle East and related specifically to oil, the dollar over the euro, and other valuable natural resources. To promote a one-world agenda, a one-world banking system with no outside competition, and a one-world police state. To place big corporations, governments and their leaders in a greater position to run your life by stealing away the most basic of freedoms you were granted as a birthright by being born in America. If you don't have the freedom to decide what you are to do with your own body, it is difficult to decipher what freedoms you actually do have. Has anyone read even a small portion of the new Patriot Bills 1 and 2? An elementary school student can see that these bills have absolutely nothing to do with protecting you from terrorists. the provisions of these bills give full police power to the Attorney General to incarcerate you indefinitely if he deems you are a terrorist by any means. Even if a state judge releases you from jail, the Attorney General can rescind that release and keep you in the slammer as long as he wants. The bill takes away all due process of law for anyone that is even suspect of being associated with terrorism. You are totally guilty if the Attorney General says you are, and you must prove your innocence. You can be arrested for terrorism for merely participating in an anti-war demonstration, of which you will be seeing many in the coming months, mark my word. I can be arrested for terrorism by simply writing this book. I can be arrested for terrorism by simply guiding you to think for yourself and fight back against being forcefully vaccinated. The Patriot Bill is a total sham and is better labeled the Fascist Bill. Read it for yourself and find out. It is available on the internet at a few sites. What to do? If you've actually read this far, I commend you. 80% of the American population will lay quietly to the propaganda and gleefully waltz to the FEMA vaccination stations. Another 10% will bitch and moan about it and succumb out of fear. The remaining 10%, like myself, will fight with everything they have to protect their God-given common law right to do as they please with their bodies and to protect their children as they see fit from dangerous chemicals being injected directly into the bloodstream. So since you are still reading, here are some things I can suggest. Immediately, if not sooner, call the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC, at 1-800-909-SHOT or visit them online at 909SHOT.com. Call them and join today. They need money to keep people and a few honest lawmakers informed. Research as many vaccine reality and truth sites as you are able. Here are some presently available. VaccinationNews.com, whale.to/vaccines.html, thinktwice.com, vaccine-info.com,
vaccinealert.com, nvic.org, vacinfo.org.
Call or write your federal and state legislators. Tell them you are outraged by the thought of such laws. Write the same outrage to the Attorney General and whatever Health Secretary Bozo is presently masquerading as a public servant, as well as the President and First Lady. Tell them you insist on biological freedom. Talk to as many people as you can about this issue and its ramifications. Keep communicating and keep active in the fight for health care and biological freedom.